दीनदयार्द्रनाथ मथुरनाथ कदावलोक्यसे हृदयं त्वदलोकखातरं दायत ब्रह्मयति किं करोम्यहम्। O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? In this verse, Madhavendra Puri teaches how to achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. By feeling separation from Krishna, one becomes spiritually situated. Madhavendra Puri sowed the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna within this material world and then departed. That seed later became a great tree in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. I sincerely welcome everyone to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple for our weekly Sunday festival. And especially we are just entering into the festival of Gaur Purnima, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today, we are celebrating the Tirubhava, or the disappearance of Srila Madhavendra Puri. We spoke briefly about the subject this morning. I would like to say something else at this time, with your permission. It was on this day that there was a glorious celebration for the disappearance of Madhavendra Puri that was performed by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, Sachi Mata, Murari Gupta, at the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur. I will speak something about that and the events that led to it. Lord Chaitanya, during his first attempt to go to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, when he came to Kuliagram in Navadvip, millions of people came to see him. And there, even those persons who were most critical and offensive were forgiven and were given life's greatest treasure, love for Krishna. From Kulia, the Lord continued traveling and ultimately came to Ramakeli, where there were so many people doing Nam Sankirtan. Rupan Sanatan Goswami met him for the first time there and advised him that you should not go to Vrindavan with such large crowd of people. Many of us have that experience. Go yourself or one or two others, then you will really be able to appreciate. So from Kanai Natashala, which by the way in our next yatra, devotees in the advanced party have made great efforts to bring everyone who comes to Ramakeli and Kanai Natashala. But be prepared for a little bit of tapasya. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the advice of Rupa and Sanatan. And while everyone was anticipating going to Mathura, Vrindavan with him, he suddenly proclaimed, I will go to see Lord Jagannath in Puri. And he turned around. Meanwhile, as he was approaching in that direction, in Shantipur, Advaitacharya, he had no idea about this. As far as he was concerned, Lord Chaitanya was on his way to Vrindavan. He was at home in very, very deep spiritual emotion. He was worshipping the deities of the Lord, Madan Gopal, in his home in Shantipur. And without any advance notice, a sannyasi appeared at his house. Now, Advaita, being a householder with wife and children, it was his great honor to serve a sannyasi. So he bowed down to the sannyasi, and the sannyasi bowed down to him. And Advaitacharya said, please, how can I serve you? Come into my house. He gave him a nice seat. He said, please take prasad. And the sannyasi said, I have a question for you. Just answer my question. Advaitacharya was not accustomed to such a guest. He said, I will answer whatever questions, no problem, but now, you know, be comfortable. We have nice prasad arranged for you. Have prasad. He said, no, I will not take anything until you answer my question. Advaita Prabhu said, what is your question? My question to you is, what is the relation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Keshava Bharati Maharaj? Sri Advaita was wondering, why is he asking this question? It's quite obvious. Lord Chaitanya took initiation of sannyas by Keshava Bharati Maharaj, therefore he is his guru. Everybody knows that. But still, he's asking. Now, I can answer this question from a normal social point of view, which is that he is the guru of Lord Chaitanya, or I can answer from the internal spiritual significance that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, but still, by his own lila, he accepts a guru to teach the world. Just like Krishna is Aham Bija Pratapita, he's the father of all living beings. He's the mother of all living beings. He's unborn. But still, we call him Devaki Nandan. He's the son of Devaki. So for the sake of Leela, he appears to have the relationship of mother and father and guru and all of these things. Advaita was thinking, anyways, it's better to first answer questions according to the normal social perspective. Then he spoke to the sannyasi. He said, Keshava Bharati is Lord Chaitanya's guru. But you already know that. Why do you ask this question? As soon as he said that, the son of Advaita came running in the room. His name was Achyutananda. He was very small. He had very, very soft limbs. He was only 5 years old. He was outside playing. His body was covered with dust. He was clothed in only the four directions. He came running in. And he was very angry. But in his anger, he smiled. He said, Father, what did I hear you say? The sannyasi was very interested in this. And Advaita was standing, motionless, as little Achyutananda. He said, Father, what did I hear you say? How could you possibly speak such a thing? Could I have heard wrong? Impossible. But yet you said it. You said that Keshav Bharati is Lord Chaitanya's guru? Now I know that Kali Yuga has really set in. Father, you are in illusion. Material illusion. Even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva sometimes fall under the spell of the illusory potency of the Lord. And now I see that even you have fallen under the spell of illusion. How can you say such a thing? Lord Chaitanya is the supreme God of all gods. It is he who, as a mere expansion of him, as Mahavishnu, by his inhalation, he destroys the entire cosmic manifestation. And an expansion of Lord Chaitanya, who is laying in the Garbhodak ocean, as Garbhodak Vishnu. From him, a lotus flower sprouts from his navel, and on that navel lotus, Lord Brahma is born. Nothing else exists. Lord Brahma doesn't know who he is, where he is, what he's supposed to do. He's in complete darkness. He climbs down the stem of the lotus trying to find out, what am I supposed to do? Where am I? Who am I? Then he climbs back to the top of the lotus and he sits and he hears the word tapa. And he begins to meditate. And at that time, the Supreme Lord, the guru of all gurus, initiates Brahma by speaking transcendental knowledge through his heart. Hriday, Brahma. From the heart, Brahma is initiated by the Lord. And then Lord Brahma helps to create the universe. And he instructs the four Kumaras. He instructs Narada Muni. And then a whole disciplic succession of gurus has been passed down from the beginning of creation. And the original guru of all gurus is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. And you, my father, are saying that Lord Chaitanya has a guru? You are my father. You are my instructing spiritual master. How could you give me such terrible misinformation? Then he became silent. Sannyasi was watching. Advaitacharya's heart filled, exploded with pride and joy. He started weeping tears. He picked up his little five-year-old chubby son, Achyutananda, and embraced him. And he said, "Son, my son, my son, now I accept that you are my father and I am your son. Please forgive my offenses to you." And as Advaitacharya was speaking like this, Haribo Madan Mohan Vrijavasi Ki Jai. Our dearest well-wishing friend Madan Mohan Brijabasi, who has come from Sri Vrindavan Dham and his family. Where did I leave off? Advaitacharya embraced Achyutananda, bathing him with tears. Actually, could you translate for him? Hari Hari. And Adoita was so happy. His son had understood so deeply at such a young age who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with such philosophical conviction and such devotion. And when the sannyasi saw this, Achyutananda was very, very embarrassed. He just looked down and was very silent. And the sannyasi was thinking, like father, like son. Actually, it's better if you go a little distance because it's hard to speak when you're so close. If you can. Thank you very, very much. Sannyasi thinking like father, like son. And the sannyasi, seeing this beautiful, loving exchange, he offered obeisances hundreds of times, repeatedly, to Achyutananda and his father. And then without saying anything to anyone, he left. He was completely satisfied. He didn't need any other prasad. And Advaitacharya forgot that he even existed. Advaitacharya started taking dust from Achyutananda's feet and just smearing it all over his body for his own purification. And then Achyutananda kind of ran away. And Advaitacharya was just dancing in ecstasy. Because a loving father, what is more pleasurable than seeing one's child loving God so intimately? So as Advaitacharya was dancing and dancing and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at his door without any announcement. This was a great shock for Sri Advaita. He became stunned. Then he immediately ran to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. And Advaita fell to the ground and took Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and pressed it upon his heart. And they were both praising each other very nicely. Then he offered Lord Chaitanya a raised seat. And while Lord Chaitanya was sitting there, a little 5-year-old Achyutananda came running into the room. And he ran right up to Lord Chaitanya and ran right to his feet. Lord Chaitanya lifted him up and put the child on his lap and embraced him. Lord Chaitanya was so happy. This boy's love was so pure. He wouldn't let go of little Achyutananda, and little Achyutananda wouldn't let go of the Lord. And seeing this relationship, Advaitacharya was very, very happy. So Sri Advaita invited Lord Chaitanya, please stay at my house and let us perform Nam Sankirtan for some days. Advaita, being a great Vaishnav, is always eager to share his happiness with others. This is the nature of a good person. Whatever good we have, we want to share with others. And what is the greatest thing we can have? Devotion to the Supreme Lord. It gives joy to the body, to the mind, and most of all, it's the only thing that gives joy to the soul. And whatever good fortune a devotee has, he or she wants to share it with everyone and anyone. So Advaita immediately sent a messenger with a palanquin to Navadvip to bring Lord Chaitanya's mother, Sachi Devi, to Shantipur. Sachi Mata was living in such deep separation from her son after he took sannyas. She was in a spiritual trance practically constantly. She would go out of her house and she'd look, and the first person she'd see, she'd cry out, "Where is my children, Krishna and Balaram? Have they gone to herd the cows today?" And then she'd go into another mood and she'd say, Krishna and Balaram, they have been taken by that cruel-hearted Akrura to Mathura. And that evil man, Kamsa, is there. Has he been destroyed yet, this Kamsa? Is Krishna and Balaram safe? When will they come home? This was Satyamata's ecstasy. She would cook all the things Nimai would love to eat. And she'd bring it on the altar and offer it to the Lord. And she would simply cry and cry and cry because Nimai was not there to eat it. Although actually, in his own divine form that nobody could see, Lord Chaitanya himself said, whenever Satyamata would cook, I would personally come and eat everything. And sometimes Satyamata, when she would be cooking, she would actually feel him and almost see him eating there. But she just would refuse to believe that it could be true. This is how she was spending her days. When the messenger of Advaita came to her house, said, Satyamata, your son, Gaur Sundar, is now in Shantipur. He wants to see you. Come, get on this palanquin. I will take you. She became like a statue, motionless. She couldn't believe the good fortune. And she got on the palanquin and was brought to Shantipur. And when Murari Gupta and all the other devotees of Navadvip heard about this, they all rushed with Satyamata to Shantipur. They all assembled at the house of Advaita. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his mother, he began to cry. Here is the crest jewel of all sannyasis, seeing his mother and crying. He offered his prostrated obeisances again and again and again. And after he got up, he circumambulated his mother again and again and again. And then with folded palms, he began to praise his mother. Whoever sees you and whoever is seen by you will certainly attain love for Krishna. That is your power, my mother. From my very birth, with so much devotion and affection, you raised me. And Lord Chaitanya said, whatever love for Krishna I have learned from you, my mother. It is all by your grace, whatever good I am and whatever I could give to anyone. This is the nature of the Lord. Most of us, we try to take credit for what God empowers us to do. But God himself gives all credit to his devotees, takes no credit for himself. This is the nature of the loving exchange. A devotee gives all credit to Krishna, and Krishna gives all credit to his devotees. In the Bhagavatam, Krishna explains, the only reason I have power to deliver the fallen souls is because I am empowered by the love of my devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to Satyamata, he said, you are the mother of the universe. You are the very personification of love and devotion. You are the eternal mother of God. You are Devaki, and Yashoda, and your child is Krishna. You are Devahuti, and your child was Kapila. You are Prishni, and your child was Prishnigarbha. You are Aditi, and your child was Vamanadev. You are Kausalya, and your child was Ramchandra. You are the very, very mother of devotion. He was praising her in this way. And yet I have been so foolish that I went and took sannyasa and left you. please know I am forever your property. Seeing this love between the Lord and his mother, all the devotees were weeping and they were so happy. And Satchimata had only one request, that as long as you're here, please allow me to cook for you, my son. She cooked a wonderful feast for the Lord. And all day long, and practically all night long, this great reunion was celebrated with dancing in the temple room of Advaita Prabhu, as everyone, with their arms raised, loudly chanted the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One day, a miserable man entered into Advaita's house. He was suffering from acute leprosy. Fingers, nose, toes melted away. His skin was deteriorating. Worms were eating up his body. He was in a miserable state. This man came and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and cried endless tears. And then got up and with folded hands, he prayed, please forgive me for my offenses. I am suffering so miserably, I cannot bear it anymore. You are the deliverer of the most fallen. I am the most fallen. Please save me. Everybody looked on. The Lord looked at him and became extremely angry. He said, you want to be saved? Let me tell you this, you sinful rascal. This suffering of leprosy is only the beginning of the punishment that you deserve. Birth after birth after birth, because you have criticized the Vaishnavas. Due to the envy of your heart, you have criticized, you have blasphemed, you have tried to hurt the Lord's dear devotees. And this is the natural reaction. This leprosy is just preparing you for your meeting with Yamaraj. So this man was very much shaken. He said, well, please, tell me, what do I have to do to atone for my offense? I'll do anything. I'm sorry, deeply. I regret. Lord Chaitanya said, you have offended Srivas Thakur, a very loving devotee of Krishna. He is all merciful. He is the only one that can forgive you. Even God cannot offend, could not forgive an offender of a devotee. Only that devotee can give the forgiveness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you get a thorn in your foot, you have to take another thorn and take it out of your foot. If you get a thorn in your foot, you can't start massaging your shoulder and think you're going to get better. Go to Srivas. So the leper went to Srivas and fell at his feet, and Srivas was so soft-hearted. He just prayed to the Lord, please give forgiveness to this person. He picked him up and embraced him. And not only the leper was cured of leprosy, but his heart was cured of all material illusion. He attained the perfection of life. And from that day on, he became one of the associates of the Lord, dancing and chanting in ecstatic love the holy name. Through this story, the Lord wanted to teach us we have to be very careful in our dealings with devotees.
mad bhakta puja padika.
Krishna says that service to my devotee gives me more pleasure than service to me directly. And criticism of my devotee burns my heart more than any criticism that you can inflict upon me. That is the nature of love. So for many days in Sri Advaita Bhavan in Shantipur, there was wonderful Nam Sankirtan. And then this day, the disappearance of Madhavendra Puri approached. Every year, Advaitacharya would utilize everything he had to celebrate this festival out of love for his guru. Our scriptures tell us of how Advaitacharya first met Madhavendra Puri. Sripad Madhavendra Puri was a great sannyasi. In the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, he was disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. And in that Sampradaya, the Gauragona Dashtapika explains, he was the first to light up the world with the Madhurya Ras, the loving sentiments of the gopis' love for Krishna in the Sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita tells how whenever the Supreme Lord descends in this earth, first he sends his senior elders, who are his loving devotees from the spiritual world. So before Lord Chaitanya personally came, he sent Jagannath Mishra, Satyamata, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Paramananda Puri, Nityananda Prabhu, many such people. Madhavendra Puri is declared to be the seed of the tree of love of God. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is explained to be the tree of love of God, with unlimited fruits to be distributed throughout the world. He was the tree, the trunk of the tree. And it is described that on the very upper portion of the tree, the trunk divided into two parts, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. And covering the whole trunk of the tree are unlimited branches, which are all the loving devotees, associates of Lord Chaitanya. Madhavendra Puri is the seed of the tree. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is explained here, from this verse that we read today, that was the very seed of the mood of Lord Chaitanya. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? We will discuss this verse a little bit later. Lord Chaitanya, he accepted initiation from the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Of all people in the entire universe, he wanted to be connected to this great saint. Madhavendra Puri, he was roaming the various holy places of India. He could not tolerate hearing anything except the glories of Krishna. He was constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. And he was feeling such great joy in doing so, he wanted to share that joy with everyone. But everywhere he looked, he saw people in forgetfulness of their spiritual nature, trying to enjoy materialistic life. And even in the name of religion, people were worshiping God or demigods simply for money, for expanding their family, for better prestige and power, and all these various material facilities. It broke his heart. For a saintly person, seeing a millionaire or even a billionaire without love of God, they're not impressed. They say this person is in total poverty. Real wealth is of the heart. Real wealth is in love, spiritual love. That is the vision of a saint. That was Madhavendra Puri. Wherever he went, he was trying to explain people, take the name of Krishna, hear about Krishna, worship Krishna. But nobody had time. Prabhupada cited something he saw in a newspaper, where the wife was telling the husband, chant, chant, chant. And the husband replied, can't, can't, can't. I don't have time. I have so many other things I have to do. Does that sound familiar? Now, to most of us, it's a little sad. But to the degree we're spiritually elevated, it actually breaks our hearts. Because a great devotee is paradukaduki. The sorrow of others is his or her sorrow. And the joy of others is his or her joy. But real joy is in loving God and sharing that love of God with others. And without it, all so-called material festivals are a miserable plight. So he was searching for someone who had devotion to the Supreme Lord. But he couldn't find anyone. So finally he decided, I will just associate with sannyasis who have renounced this material world altogether. But then every sannyasi he found was saying that I am Narayan. I am the Supreme Lord. I am one with the Absolute. And this broke his heart even more. He couldn't associate with the materialistic people. He couldn't associate with the people who renounced material life. He was just looking for some devotee somewhere. He was wandering about. Finally, he came to the conclusion, I'm just going to go into the forest and not look at anybody's face ever again. But on his way to his forest, he met Advaitacharya. Actually, it is explained that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Madhavendra Puri was on his way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, he stopped in Shantipur. And he came to the house of Sri Advaita. And here Sri Advaita, who was the avatar of Karunadakshayi Vishnu, when he saw Madhavendra Puri, he fell at the feet of this great sage. And Madhavendra Puri picked him up and embraced him. In association with one another, they experienced Krishna. Even the greatest souls are always seeking the association of other devotees. Because in that company, mat chita mat katha prana bodhayanta paraspara. The greatest joy for a devotee is to share Krishna with another devotee. To speak about him, to chant together. Madhavendra Puri and Advaitacharya chanted and danced and did Krishna katha and served each other day and night for many days. And it was at that time that Sri Advaita Prabhu accepted initiation from Madhavendra Puri. from that time, Madhavendra Puri found great hope. And he continued his wanderings, and when he was in the west coast of India, he met Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu accepted him as his spiritual master. Some of the other great saints who accepted Madhavendra Puri as their guru were Ishwara Puri, Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri, Lord Chaitanya accepted him like his own uncle. It is explained in Krishna's Leela, he was Uddhava, Krishna's dearest cousin, brother, friend. He came to Puri on the request of Lord Chaitanya. And while he was there, Lord Chaitanya arranged for him to have a nice little ashram, a monastery to live. And there was a well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see Paramananda Puri coming to see Lord Jagannath every day. But Paramananda Puri, to do his worship and everything, he needed water. So there in that well, one morning Lord Chaitanya came and said, "Oh, you have such a nice well." And Paramananda Puri said, "No, it's horrible. It's all polluted, salty water. I can't get any good water out of this well." And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What?" And he looked at the well and he called out, "Ganga Devi, come and fill up this well." And Paramananda Puri looked down and there was crystal clear Ganges water in the well. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Anyone who drinks the water from the well of Paramananda Puri will get love for Krishna." How many of you have drunk that water? Just be patient, it's coming, it's coming. The doors are open, but still you have to do some more. You still have to surrender. So, Paramananda Puri was one of the disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was Brishabhanu, the father of Srimati Radharani in Krishna's Leela, incarnated as Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he accepted Madhavendra Puri as his guru. Lord Chaitanya called him his father. He was the embodiment of ecstatic prema. Brahmananda Bharati, there was another disciple of Madhavendra Puri, this Sanoriya Brahman, who lived in Mathura. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, he met this Sanoriya Brahman. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood just by seeing him that he must have a connection with Madhavendra Puri. And the Sanoriya Brahman also saw Lord Chaitanya's love and understood he must have a connection with Madhavendra Puri. And the Brahman told Lord Chaitanya that when Madhavendra Puri was in Brajbhumi, he came to my house. And even though I'm a low-class person in the Brahman community, and generally a sannyasi will never accept food from my home, he accepted my food. I cooked for him, and he accepted it. How merciful. Then he gave food to Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya's assistant, and said, "Please cook for him." And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, you cook for me. I will take food in your home." He said, no, how can you? You're a Bharati sannyasi. How can I cook for you?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "There is no question of varna ashram considerations. Daivi varna ashram. You have been blessed by Madhavendra Puri. Therefore, anything you cook for anyone is going to liberate them. It is my great honor and blessing. This is the power of a great Vaishnav." Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would praise Madhavendra Puri, and anyone who was connected to him, the Lord himself became the servant of that person and offered him all honor and respect. So Advaita Prabhu, he told Lord Chaitanya that now I'm going to prepare for this festival. And all the devotees started making nice arrangements. Advaita Acharya, somehow or other, by his mystic powers, there was just unlimited resources that became available. Sachi Mata said, I will do the cooking. And all the housewives of the Shantipur neighborhood said, we will assist you. And Nityananda Prabhu said, I will be in charge of worshiping all the Vaishnavas. And then a whole team of people started volunteering to assist him. Another devotee said, I will be in charge of the garland making. Another said, I will be in charge of sweeping and washing all the floors. And each person had so many people volunteering to help. I will grind the sandalwood. I will go out and collect camphor. I will go out and collect and cut vegetables. The arrangements were being made. It was such a buzzing festival. Everyone was busy, busy, busy. Lord Chaitanya had arranged in the main hall of the house, there was constant kirtan. Mardangas, karatals, gongs, bells, conch shells blowing, devotees dancing, loudly chanting the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya was going from room to room to inspect things. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. He's the husband of the goddess of fortune. He couldn't believe it. There were 5 rooms filled with rice. 5 rooms filled with wheat. Entire rooms full of spinach. And different rooms and rooms of individual vegetables. And rooms of milk. And roomfuls of ghee. Roomfuls of different types of cooking oils and mustard oil. They like that in Bengal. Roomfuls of mustard oil. Rooms and rooms of leaf plates for eating off of. And rooms filled with with flowers for the garlands. And other types of decorations. And all the devotees were so busy, so enthusiastic, just preparing to glorify Madhavendra Puri. As the kirtan went on and on and on. Throughout the entire day until the evening, they were chanting and dancing. There was an aarti, there was an offering. And finally, Lord Chaitanya, when he saw all this, he said, this Advaita Acharya, he just started preparing for this festival this morning. And so many arrangements. And then Lord Chaitanya declared, the only possibility is Advaita Acharya is Lord Shiva. There is no other possibility. And Vrindavan Das Thakur in this instance starts glorifying Lord Shiva. Vaishnavam Yathashambhu. The greatest of all devotees. Whoever does not love Lord Shiva cannot love Lord Krishna, Vrindavan Das Thakur says. Because you cannot love Krishna without loving his dear devotees. And Advaita then, as the kirtan came to its crescendo and there was a beautiful aarti, he said, now let us take prasad. And they all sat down. And Sachi Mata, everything was cooked by her. It was all brought in. She cooked for Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees. She knew that Nimai, her son, loved saag, spinach. She cooked with the same spinach leaf. She cooked 20 preparations, each of them totally unique in its taste, in its sight, and in its flavor, in its fragrance. 20 spinach preparations. And every vegetable that was there, she cooked 10 to 20 varieties of preparations from every vegetable. What to speak of the grains. It was hundreds and hundreds of preparations she made. And when Lord Chaitanya started eating the spinach, every spinach in Bengal has a different name. Sorry, but I don't remember all the names. But there's one called achuta, achuta saag. And he said, anyone who tastes this achuta saag will get love for Krishna. Then there was another one. He said, anyone who tastes this particular spinach will get liberation from all material sufferings. And he says, anyone who tastes this spinach will get all powers to show compassion to others. And he was giving benedictions to every particular spinach. As he was eating more and more, and as he was eating, they kept bringing him more, and he was eating more, and they were bringing more, and he was so happy, and all the devotees were feasting on Sachimata's prasad. And ultimately, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the end of the feast, he declared to the world, anyone who tastes the Mahaprasad from the feast offered to Madhavendra Puri on his disappearance day will surely get Krishna's love in due course. So we did happen to make a feast in honor of Madhavendra Puri today. And if you stay till the end of the lecture, might be a tapasya, but then you get to enjoy the feast also. And there's good benediction. The disappearance pastime of Madhavendra Puri is very deep and instructive. He lived a very long life. And by Krishna's arrangement, in order to teach the world through his devotee, in his very old age, Madhavendra Puri became an invalid, physically. He could no longer walk or stand up. He was bedridden. He would just lay there and cry out the names of Krishna. Just cry the names of Krishna. And especially in his last days, he would repeatedly cry out this verse. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? This may sound like a common sloka, but it is so deep. The Shastras tell us there are only three people that exist that fully understand the purport of this verse. You and me, we will never understand the full purport of this verse. The three people are Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya, who is Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the devotional Mahabhava of Srimati Radharani. And her golden complexion as well. Krishna descended into this world in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to taste the sweetness of Radha's love for him. What is it about me that she loves so much, that brings her so much happiness? What is she feel when she tastes the sweetness of my love? What is the glory of her love?
Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana babashani chabutani mam tu vedana kashtana.
Krishna says in the Gita, I know everything past, present, and future. I know all living beings. I know everything. But the extent of the pleasure that Radharani was experiencing in her love for Krishna, even Krishna could not understand. The only way to realize Radha's love was to descend and with the mood of Radharani. Three people understand this verse in its fullness. Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya, who is Radharani, and Madhavendra Puri. No fourth person can understand it in full. That is the glory of Madhavendra Puri. In his ecstasy, he was singing this verse. He was in the mood of Srimati Radharani after Krishna had left with Akrura for Mathura. Lord Chaitanya taught us this verse, Trinadapi suniche nataror ibasi hishnuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. That one should be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and not expect any respect for oneself. Only in this mood can one chant the holy name of the Lord with real feeling. Constantly. It is an instruction to us how to discipline ourselves and develop the characteristics of humility, tolerance, and respect, and detachment. But deeper than that, in the Gambira, in Jagannath Puri, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when this verse emerged from his heart, it's expressing something profoundly deep. It's Radharani's mood of separation. She gave everything for Krishna. She was willing to abandon her body, her mind, her soul, her chastity, her everything for Krishna. And then Krishna left to be in Mathura with all sorts of sophisticated ladies. Can you imagine the humble position of Srimati Radharani? Trinadapi suniche. In her ecstasy of love, when Uddhava came to Vrindavan to give them a message to save their lives, Uddhava witnessed the nature of the gopis' love. And although Uddhav was Krishna's constant companion in Mathura, when he saw the gopis' love and separation, he realized, I have no love at all. And he prayed to be a blade of grass, gulmalata, a little creeper growing in the ground of Brajbhumi. He was willing to give up his position as a royal prince of the Yadu dynasty and the best friend of Krishna to be a little creeper in the ground in Brajbhumi, so that he could just wait for that most fortunate blessing of the gopis stepping on his head, and he could take the dust of their feet, and then maybe he could also be blessed with their love. Being a prince, he did not want to embarrass them by taking the dust from their feet. So he is near Kusum Sarovar. He is eternally residing as a creeper to show the glory of the love of Vrindavan. When when Uddhava saw Radharani's love in separation, burning in separation, he was absolutely in awe, worshiping her. It was this mood, the mood of Sri Radha in separation from Krishna, that Madhavendra Puri was experiencing, especially at the end part of his life. And this is the same verse that Srimati Radharani was crying from her heart that Madhavendra Puri was repeating. One disciple of Madhavendra Puri named Ramchandra Puri, he heard his guru praying like this and weeping and crying. Where is Krishna? When will I see you again? What shall I do now? Ramchandra Puri, he said, great souls are supposed to be equipoised and peaceful. Just meditate on Brahman. He was thinking, he was being compassionate to his guru by speaking this. Madhavendra Puri became very angry. He said, get out from here. I never, ever want to see your sinful face again. Out. This rascal. I'm crying in separation from Krishna and he's coming and telling me to meditate on the impersonal Brahman? Because he displeased his guru, Ramchandra Puri lost all of his good character. From that point on, his only happiness was to find fault in other devotees. He would strategically arrange to find faults also. I'll give one example, but I won't go into the story too much. He came to Puri and Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit brought really nice Mahaprasad of Jagannath and served Ramchandra Puri to his full satisfaction. And then after eating, Ramchandra Puri said, now let me feed you. Jagadananda Pandit said, no, 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 you are sannyasi, you are a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. How can I be served by you? He said, no, no, I want to serve you. It will give me great happiness to serve you. Sit down. And he gave him Jagannath Prasad. And then he said, Jagadananda Pandit said, enough, enough, I have had enough. Puran, Puran. Ramachandra Puri said, please take more. Please, I want you to take more. He said, no, no, I'm already full. He said, please take more. I'll be very happy if you take more. He said, all right, to make you happy, I'll take more. And then Ramachandra Puri kept feeding him more and more. Jagadananda Pandit was fighting with him, but somehow or other, he was so insistent that he kept eating. He kept eating. And then after he finished, washed his hands, washed his mouth, then Ramachandra scolded him, yelled at him. Now I see the truth. The followers of Lord Chaitanya are simply sense enjoyers who eat too much. Look at how much you have eaten. God, disgusting. You're supposed to be detached. You're supposed to eat for your maintenance. Sense enjoyer. This is what he did to every devotee. Hare Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagatiko kutopi. When the guru is pleased, Krishna is pleased. When the guru is displeased, we cannot please Krishna. Because of his arrogance, he became like a fly, just eager to find faults in others. During that same Antyalila of Madhavendra Puri, there was another disciple, Ishwara Puri, who was constantly rendering humble service to his Gurudev. every single instruction that Madhavendra Puri gave to Ishwara Puri, he accepted it as his life and soul. And in the end, with his hands, he gratefully would serve his guru by cleaning his urine, by cleaning his stool. By massaging his body, by doing every type of menial service for someone who cannot move anymore. But he considered whatever little service he was doing for his Gurudev to be the greatest fortune of his life. And Madhavendra Puri was in the humblest state, crying out for Krishna and separation, feeling himself to be the most unfortunate. And Ishwara Puri, to give pleasure to his guru, was constantly reciting the pastimes of Lord Krishna and constantly chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. This is very deep and very mysterious, because Ishwara Puri knew that Madhavendra Puri is the topmost realized saint. But Madhavendra Puri was considering himself so low and so fallen and was just begging in separation to be reminded of Krishna. He was begging his disciple to help him remember Krishna. That was his exalted humility. And to please his guru, Ishwara Puri was constantly reciting the pastimes and the names of Krishna. And Madhavendra Puri was so happy with him. He embraced him. Madhavendra Puri put his arms around Ishwara Puri and hugged him close to his heart. And with tears of affection, he said to his disciple, "May you achieve the treasure of Krishna Prema." And with that blessing, Ishwara Puri attained the same love as Madhavendra Puri, the ecstatic love of separation. Vipralamba Seva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation and became the humble servant of Ishwara Puri to show the world. Who is the guru? Not one who claims to be someone great, not one who claims to be God, but who is the most humble servant of the servant of the servant. That person who's happy and grateful to day and night clean the stool and urine of his own guru, that person is my guru. That was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Today is the disappearance day of Sri Padmadhavendra Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he tasted the sweetness of this verse, he would go into transcendental samadhi. He would chant this verse of Madhavendra Puri and he would weep torrents of tears. He would fall to the ground unconscious. He would get up again and become stunned like a pillar. His hairs would stand on end. Chanting this verse, he would run in circles and dance and sing and scream. This verse is the very seed of the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the very essence of what he has given to the world. The highest form of the love of the gopis and Sri Radharani for Krishna. Paramakaruna Pahunduijana Nitai Gorachandra. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. That the holy name of the Supreme Lord has descended from Goloka, Sri Vrindavan, and the spiritual world. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to give us that love. Not just some material relief. Not just a clear mind to do our business. Not just peace in a world of stress and distress. Not just some, you know, supernatural powers to show people how we are above and beyond all of them. Not liberation. Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmanyanabhadam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that all of these things are, the desire for any of this is a disturbance to pure bhakti. He has come to give the highest, purest spiritual love, the love of the gopis in separation from Krishna. Paramakaruna pahunduijana nitai gorachandra. Sava avatara saro siromani kevala anandakanda. He's the essence of all incarnations. And the method in which he's giving for this highest blessing is so simple and so joyful. Chanting, dancing, and feasting. But as we spoke this morning, Srila Prabhupada explains the inner secret of how to achieve the rarest of all gifts, prema bhakti. One must have the proper attitude. We must be sincere, serious, and without ulterior motives. Everyone, please repeat. Much louder, please. If we simply have that attitude as we chant the holy names, come to Srimad Bhagavatam Katha, and serve the Vaishnavas, and try to be instruments of the Lord's compassion to all souls of this world, if we are simply sincere, serious, and have no ulterior motives, then Krishna easily gives pure devotional service to everyone, to anyone. Krishna is not concerned with your sex or your caste or your nationality or your race. He's simply concerned that you are sincere, you are serious, and you have no ulterior motives. Sam siddhir hari toshanam. Our only motive is to please Krishna, to please his devotees, and in this spirit, to chant the holy name. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he so mercifully called me to be at his bedside for over 7 weeks during his last days. And throughout that entire 7 weeks, we would meet every day, sometimes for some hours. And the foundational premise of all of our talks was this verse. We began with this verse, and every day we would chant this verse together, and then we would have discussions that would just emerge from this particular beautiful verse of Madhavendra Puri. And during that time, I got a phone call. At this time, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was in his Nirjan Bhajan. He was not seeing anyone. And I got a phone call that the Brijabasis, headed by Panditji, Narasingha Baba, and Madan Mohanji, they wanted to talk to me. And I asked, "Where are you?" They didn't know where I am. Somebody else made the phone call. And I said, "Where are you?" And they said they were in Harrisburg, which is 40 minutes from Gitanagari, where Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was living. In all places on the planet Earth, they were in Harrisburg. They turned it into Hadisburg. And so they invited me, "Come to see us." So I asked Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, "Could I bring them back if I could convince them to come?" And he said, "Please, please." So I went and we met at some very, very wealthy man's house. Yes, a very big house, big garden, and we had kirtan together. And then we went to someone else's house and we had kirtan and we had prasad. And then I asked them if they would come back to be with Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. They were very excited, because it appeared he could leave at any moment. And we sat at his bedside, and Madan Mohan Brijabasi, we asked him to sing. I cannot explain what happened. When Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj heard the purity and the devotion of Madan Mohanji's voice in his singing, the praise of Radha and Krishna, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, right in front of his personal assistants and myself, went into ecstasy. No one has ever seen him like this. Do you remember? Tears were pouring like torrents from his eyes. They were pouring from his eyes. And he was screaming. He was screaming in happiness. He was howling. It was unbelievable. And the more he chanted, the more Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's emotions were just increasing and increasing and increasing. And then Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, when the kirtan finally ended, he was just so profusely thanking Madan Mohanji for coming. He said, "I was thinking of going to Vrindavan to leave this world. But I decided to leave this world in Gitanagari just to show people that all those places that Srila Prabhupada established are holy places." He said, "But Vrindavan has come in the form of these Brijabasis to me at the hour of my greatest need." Whoever was there will never forget that. Thank you, Madan Mohanji. In this way, it was a very, very intimate crescendo for our meditation on the verse, the prayer of Madhavendra Puri. O my Lord, everyone repeat, O my Lord, O most merciful Master,
O most merciful Master,
O Master of Mathura,
O Master of Mathura,
when shall I see you again?
Because of my not seeing you,
my agitated heart
has become unsteady.
O most beloved one,
what shall I do now?
is this gift that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has given His life, His soul, to give to the world. Thank you very much. Now we would like to invite, would you like to hear Madan Mohanji sing? Madan Mohanji, if you can chant Maha Mantra for everyone's great happiness. We can bring this for him.
मूल वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Yeah, ho! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Riva! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Viva! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Viva! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Shiva! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Viva! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vibho! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Hari.